Could they be healed? Absolutely. We've seen it enough to know. Has there been parts of us, times where we have wished and hoped and prayed for our own child, our own biological child, knowing that it's possible? We hear it all the time. People adopt these kids and then they miraculously get pregnant after not being able to get pregnant for years prior. Yeah, that would be awesome. But at the same time, we have been able to accept that that's probably not our story.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. Michaela and Brent here. Did that throw you for a loop?
I was going to say, I like that you said my name first.
Well, you are the most important piece to this puzzle.
Whatever.
Definitely the most beautiful piece to this puzzle.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Okay. You are all freshly off of last week's Short Story Wednesday, which is one of my favorite stories in the history of stories, especially in the history of our stories.
Oh, gosh.
But what you don't know, and what I failed to mention beforehand, is that Michaela said that if we didn't hit a certain number of downloads on that episode, she was going to leave me for telling the story and it not being worth it.
You are so full of it.
So we need y'all to share that so that it hits the number. Listen, I can't be alone. I can't live my life without her. Okay? So seriously, share the heck out of that. Make people laugh. But also give them a warning. If it's the first episode that they've listened to,
oh my gosh,
let them know that that's not our normal content. That was just kind of a fun little twist story. And I bet y'all didn't know that was coming, did you?
Mm. You left them on a few hangers, babe.
Well, not if they listen to the whole episode at once.
Yeah, that's true.
If this is the first time you're hearing of last week's Short Story Wednesday, go back and listen. You won't regret it. And then share it with somebody or lots of somebodies so that this somebody still has that somebody forever. Just kidding. She would never leave me.
You're right.
Please. Don't. Okay. Also, we have quite a few new listeners and we wanted to just kind of give a little background, reintroduce ourselves a little bit. Tell everybody a little bit about us. And so I'm Brent.
And I'm Michaela.
And we are married. And we started dating in high school. I told Michaela that I was falling in love with her on the very first night that we hung out. And she didn't think I was crazy. She's like, I've been wanting to tell that to you since the second I saw you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sure. You wish.
Yeah. But no, I did tell her I was falling in love with her. I was in love with her. And I knew that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. And most of our relationship, I thought that that was going to happen. Even though lots of that relationship, dating relationship, she was broken up with me and then dated other people and stuff. But even when she was dating other people, I knew that we were going to end up together.
Listen, Brent was a homebody. He had never had a sip of alcohol, not a partier. He was always the DD and just a good boy and came from like a farming town, like just, I don't know, just a good boy, always wanted to be around his family. And when I met him and was not very social and, but you were so shy.
Was I awkward?
Yes, you were. But he was,
let's be honest, I'm still kind of awkward.
He was an incredible athlete, and that's what gave him the edge, and why people were just drawn to him, because he was so athletic and such a nice guy. But I was a party girl, and even though I was raised, you know, in a Christian religion and had a really good upbringing, I still chose to party and all of that. So anyway, we were two opposites, and yeah.
You know what they say about opposites?
Yeah. What?
That they attract.
Oh my gosh, I was waiting for something like totally different.
No, we're still pretty opposite. Seriously, she drives me nuts.
Yeah.
She's a lefty, and she thinks with the opposite side of her brain than I do. And but a lot of that's why I love her mm-hmm. so much. And I just learned to not let it bother me. What drives you nuts about me?
That, I don't know. There's not a whole lot. We've already talked about this, but like, I think that because I'm so carefree, like, you are so opposite. Like, you like your things in their spot. You like to take care of your things. Like, and I'm just like over here squirreling, not caring about my nice things.
Yeah,
like,
I'll buy her a nice pair of sunglasses and a week later they're scratched and she puts them down on the counter just however. I've just learned I cannot buy Michaela nice things.
Yeah, but we work so well together and we love each other through all of our flaws, and we've just been together for so long that we've just learned, you know, it's not worth fighting over, and all I have to do is just give him the eye roll and he knows. Whatever.
But fast forward to where we are now and kind of how this all started, the podcast and everything. We both come from big families. We wanted a family right away. We dated for a long time before we got married, and we wanted to start a family. We were kind of traveling the country. It was awesome early on.
Brent was playing baseball. That's why we were traveling.
Yep. We've seen lots and lots of the country. It's awesome. But we weren't having babies. And for any of you that have dealt with infertility, it's really hard, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. And we don't need to talk about that too much, but
because you can go and listen if you're new to episode 1, 2, and 3 and hear our full story.
That's right. But yeah, fast forward, being able to see everything come together and how God orchestrated our family now, and having our two incredible adopted kids. They are the best, and I couldn't imagine my life any different. So we started the podcast a little over a year ago. We're coming up on a year and a half, and it's been incredible just being able to listen to people, hear their stories, hear their struggles, hear about the angels in their life, hear about God's hand in their life. It's just been so awesome and eye-opening. And we hope and pray that you all get half as much out of this as we do. And it's just been awesome. And I've learned so much. I've learned how to love a little bit better. And I just love what we're doing. So I wanted to ask you, babe, how has your thought process or spirituality, or how have you grown over the last year and a half or so?
I think that hearing other people's testimonies and their stories and the things that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have given to them, and everyone is different, right? We talk about divorce. We've talked about loss of a child. We've talked about addiction. We've had people, you know, just give all different types of stories. But the one thing that ties it all together is how, like, Christ shows up and they can feel the love. And I think that through my trials, like, I've always known that God had a plan, which I hate when people always told us that, oh, God has a plan, you know, but I didn't. In the process, you don't really understand why, and why does it have to be like this, and why do I have to be that person? And being able to hear other people in their trials, some of them are the same as what we've gone through, and some of them, a lot of them are different, but one thing that connects it is just that when you are going through that trial, like, God is planning something. Like, he is planning something greater. And if you give that patience and you give that, like, trust to him, he is going to unfold what is on the other side. And even though we might not understand it while we're going through it, there is a plan that he has. So trusting in him and leaning into that faith is so important. And something that Brent and I teach the youth at our church. And this last, like, 2 weeks ago, Brent gave a lesson. And if you have ever watched The Chosen,
James goes up to Jesus after seeing hundreds and hundreds of miraculous healings that Jesus has done, that the apostles have done in his name, knowing that they have the power and the ability to heal. And James asks the Savior, I'm seeing all of these people be healed. Why haven't you healed me? Why can't you fix me? And the Savior says, James, you have seen enough to know that you can be healed, but I trust you. And he goes on and says that there are thousands of stories of people being healed, and those are great stories. But maybe what a better story that he's trying to get across is, a better message, is that he trusts James to have faith even without being healed. And what a better story that is, that we don't always get what we want in this life, but we're still able to exercise faith. Would life be easier for James had he just been healed and been able to walk like most people do? Sure. And we have seen in our show these people that are paralyzed or amputees or have these debilitating diseases that their life is never normal, quote unquote normal. They're living with all of these things. Could they be healed? Absolutely. We've seen it enough to know. Has there been parts of us, times where we have wished and hoped and prayed for our own child, our own biological child, knowing that it's possible? We hear it all the time. People adopt these kids and then they miraculously get pregnant after not being able to get pregnant for years prior. Yeah, that would be awesome. But at the same time, we have been able to accept that that's probably not our story. And that's okay. It took a while for us to get there, right? But the world can only handle one Brent and Michaela.
That's not true.
Just kidding.
No, I just think that that message, I mean, I lost it when, I mean, that was the first time that I had seen that episode and just that little piece, and I just lost it in class. Our poor students probably thought I was crazy, but it was kind of the first time that I put myself in James's shoes and, like, listening to Christ say, it's because I trust you. And I've never looked at it in that sense of, like, maybe, like, he trusts me to go through this
And you hear it all the time, like people saying, oh, I could never do what you've done or whatever. And it just kind of put a different perspective, you know, like, wow, like Christ trusts me. Like, I can get through this because he trusts me to go through it. And how many times have I been able to share my story and to someone who's going through something so similar, and I was able to help them, right? And it just really, it changed my perspective. And this podcast has changed my perspective on so many different things, like ways that I can communicate with Heavenly Father that I wasn't, and just having a deeper understanding of who he is, who his son is, and my purpose, and that I will be okay, even though I want to be able to know what it's like to carry a child and be able to have Brent be able to like meet our child, you know, at the hospital, and all the little things like that I thought would be our story. I still understand that like this is my story, and I have to trust that God knows more than I do, and our Savior is putting trust in us, and we can get through it. We just have to be able to know that it's okay to share, and it's okay to open our mouths and share our stories so that we aren't alone.
You know, we've talked about this before where we don't believe, I don't believe that God gives us our sufferings. He allows us to go through things, but I don't think he picks and chooses different things. Michaela, you can't have babies. I don't think that's his plan, right? It's just a circumstance of life, of this life. It's just nature. But God takes those things and builds us up because of them. He knows that it's a way for us to grow and to lean on him. I can't go through the things that I go through without Michaela, without my kids, without the people that are close in my life. I need that support. I need those angels. And when we are able to recognize that, it builds us up and it makes us stronger. And we can handle the next thing that comes our way. Maybe better than we would have before, right? Or we can help other people endure things that they have to go through. We can be that angel for them. And it's all just so beautiful. I think this life is so beautiful and so amazing. I love being able to learn from other people. I love being able to learn from their experiences, their hardships, and it makes me stronger and better. And like I said before, it helps me to love better. And ultimately, I think that's what we're here for, is to really learn how to love better. And we can all do better. I'm so grateful that you're one of my angels. You're my favorite angel. And I hope you all can look around better, notice the beauty around you. There's a lot of not so beautiful things too, but don't focus on those. Focus on the beautiful things of this life. And I think that'll help us to look forward to our next life, because there won't be any ugly in that one. But we need to stay here and enjoy this one as long as we can, right? Mm-hmm. And while we do that, go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.